Wednesday gathering, a live Christian Science teleconference prayer and gratitude meeting hosted by prayerfulliving.com and open to all. We are delighted that you've joined us as a participant in this spiritual oasis. For those with a computer, our web address is prayerfulgathering.com. To hear previous healing messages, click on the link labeled Wednesday Gathering Audio Archive. The topic of the readings is Best Gift Giving. The hymns are 223, 360, and 308. Let's sing the first hymn, 223.
How still we see thee lie above thy deep and dreamless sleep, the silent stars go by, yet in thy dark street shine the everlasting light. The hopes and fears of all the years are met in thee tonight.
I'll be reading from the Voice version of the Bible and from Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures by Mary Baker Eddy. The Bible, Luke. Just then, a scholar of the Hebrew Scriptures tried to trap Jesus. Teacher, what must I do to experience the eternal life? What is written in the Hebrew Scriptures? How do you interpret their answer to your question? You shall love the Eternal One, your God, with everything you have, all your heart, all your soul, all your strength, and all your mind, and love your neighbor as yourself. Perfect. Your answer is correct. Follow these commands and you will live. The scholar was frustrated by this response because he was hoping to make himself appear smarter than Jesus. Ah, but who is my neighbor? This fellow was traveling down from Jerusalem to Jericho when some robbers mugged him. They took his clothes, beat him to a pulp, and left him naked and bleeding and in critical condition. By chance, a priest was going down that same road, and when he saw the wounded man, he crossed over to the other side and passed by. Then a Levite who was on his way to assist in the temple also came and saw the victim lying there, and he too kept his distance. Then a despised Samaritan journeyed by. When he saw the fellow, he felt compassion for him. The Samaritan went over to him, stopped the bleeding, applied some first aid, and put the poor fellow on his donkey. He brought the man to an inn and cared for him through the night. The next day, the Samaritan took out some money, 2 days' wages to be exact, and paid the innkeeper, saying, "Please take care of this fellow, and if this isn't enough, I'll repay you next time I pass through." Which of these three proved himself a neighbor to the man who had been mugged by the robbers? The one who showed mercy to him. Well then, go and behave like that Samaritan. And from Science and Health, whatever holds human thought in line with unselfed love receives directly the divine power. Happiness is spiritual, born of truth and love. It is unselfish. Therefore, it cannot exist alone, but requires all mankind to share it. Millions of unprejudiced minds, simple seekers for truth, weary wanderers athirst in the desert, are waiting and watching for rest and drink. Give them a cup of cold water in Christ's name, and never fear the consequences. Giving does not impoverish us in the service of our Maker. Neither does withholding enrich us. Whatever inspires with wisdom, truth, or love, be it song, sermon, or science, blesses the human family with crumbs of comfort from Christ's table, feeding the hungry and giving living waters to the thirsty. Jesus was unselfish. Job said, I have heard of thee by the hearing of the ear, but now mine eye seeth thee. Mortals will echo Job's thought when the supposed pain and pleasure of matter cease to predominate. They will then drop the false estimate of life and happiness, of joy and sorrow, and attain the bliss of loving unselfishly, working patiently, and conquering all that is unlike God. Let unselfishness, goodness, mercy, justice, health, holiness, love, the kingdom of heaven, reign within us, and sin, disease, and death will diminish until they finally disappear. Love, redolent with unselfishness, bathes all in beauty and light. This concludes the healing message and the publicly recorded portion of the meeting.